Son, are you ready for bed? Okay, good. I'm sorry, but you're not going to be sleeping here in your room tonight. I told your cousins Julie and Jen that they could sleep in your room. I'm sorry, sweetie, but it's Christmas and we've got family staying with us. All of us are making sacrifices. I would let you sleep in my room, but I'm already letting your uncle and aunt stay in there. I'm going to camp out on the couch in the den, and you're going to have to sleep in your sister's room with her. And we need to discuss a few things about that before your bedtime. Your sister and I know about your little nighttime habits. I know you masturbate at night, and I've seen the evidence of your wet dreams when I wash your sheets. It's nothing to be ashamed of. A young man your age is bound to have wet dreams from time to time. But I do wish you would exercise a little bit of self-control and not masturbate quite so often. But with your teenage hormones firing off all the time, I do understand the temptation. Anyway, your big sister wasn't happy to hear that I was making you sleep with her tonight. So I had to promise her that I'd make sure you didn't go to bed without relieving yourself first. She's worried that you're going to start pleasuring yourself in the middle of the night. Or worse, you'll have one of your sex dreams and come all over her. I don't blame her for being worried. I know that teenage boys are like that, and frankly, I just don't trust you. She's a very pretty young woman with a lovely curvy body. Even though she's your sister, I still fear that the temptation of a warm body lying next to you might be more than you can handle. So, I'm just taking all the possible precautions. Okay. What I want you to do now is to pull down your pants and masturbate. You need to get it all worked out of your system before I let you sleep with your sister. Yes, I want you to masturbate with me watching. I need to see you unload your semen. I don't trust you to do it on your own. Now, pull those pants down and rub your penis for me. Okay, if you don't pull those pants down right now, I will do it for you, young man. Fine. I'll do it myself. I don't have all night to wait on you. Now stand still. Aw, there's your little guy. Oh, I'm sorry, sweetie. I didn't mean it like that. It's not that small. I just expected it to be a bit bigger, but you do have a very cute penis, and I'm sure it will get much bigger once you're hard. Now, why don't you be a good boy and stroke your penis for mommy? That's right, stroke it for me. Is something wrong, honey? Your penis doesn't seem to be getting very hard. Does it usually take a long time for you to work up an erection? Oh, sweetie, you don't have anything to be nervous about. I've walked in on you doing this before, actually. I always snuck out just before you saw me. I didn't want to embarrass you. But you don't have to be nervous for my sake. Okay, I have an idea. You're a boob man, right? What would you say if mommy let you see her big tits while you masturbated? Would you like that? No, I would not mind at all. Let me just take off my sweater and I'll sit next to you. There you go. Do you like seeing your mom's big tits up close? That's right. I thought they would wake up your little buddy down there. But don't just stare at them and forget to stroke, son. I'm only showing you my tits so you can get that load out for me. That's better. Now keep stroking your penis while you look at my big tits. They're so pretty, aren't they? Big and round and heavy. Oh, I think it's working. Your penis is much harder now, and I think your balls are getting bigger too. Let me just feel. Yes, they are getting very full. You don't mind me touching your balls, do you, son? Does this feel good? Having mommy's soft hand caressing your balls? No, don't stop stroking now. You were getting so close. Why didn't you keep going? You want me to stroke you? Well, I guess that will be all right. I haven't done that for a guy in a long time. And I never thought I'd do it for my own son. But it's getting late. We don't get this over shit soon. Everyone's going to wonder what we're doing in here. Yeah, okay. I will stroke your cock for you, baby. Yeah, just lay back and relax. I want you to keep looking at my tits while I rub your penis. Try to focus on coming for me. That's right, son. Let mommy stroke your sweet little penis. You're being such a good boy tonight. You've gotten so hard for me. It's going to feel so good when I squeeze out all of your cum. Yeah, just keep looking at mommy's big tits while I stroke you. That's a good boy. You want to suck on my tits? I don't think that would be a good idea. Not tonight anyway, but that does give me an idea. This would probably go a lot faster if I, well, sucked on you. Oh, you like that idea, huh? I think your dick just grew another inch. Okay, well, I guess I'm doing this. I'm actually going to give my son a blowjob while my house is full of my relatives. Just try to come as fast as you can, sweetie, huh? Like a good boy. Now, lie back and let me suck you. How does that feel, babe? Do you want mommy to suck you harder? No? It feels nice like this? Oh, okay, sweetie. Do you feel like you're about to come? Here. Touch my tits while I suck you. But be gentle, okay? That's a good boy. Just caress them like that. I can feel it getting close now. Come on, sweetie. Get ready to come in mommy's mouth. That's it. Come for me. Be a good boy and come for mommy. Oh my. That was a lot of cum for such a small penis. I think I drained these balls pretty well. I don't think your big sister will have anything to worry about tonight. But if you feel yourself getting hard in the night, I want you to come wake me up, okay? Now that I know how easily you come from having your dick sucked, I won't take much time to drain you again. Maybe if you're a good boy during the holidays, we can keep doing this before bed every night. Mommy might even let you come sleep in her bed sometimes. But right now, I want you to get in bed with your big sister and try to get some sleep. Right. Good boy. Now give me a kiss. Good night, sweetie.